From the newsroom, I'm Susan King with Northern California News and Peter Killeen at the local desk. New details today about the violent attack on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul, at the couple's San Francisco home.
San Francisco DA's office, writing in a court filing, David DePapp allegedly startled Mr. Pelosi awake with a large hammer in his right hand and several white plastic zip ties in his left hand, and later struck Mr. Pelosi in the head at full force with the hammer, which knocked Mr. Pelosi unconscious, Pelosi remaining unresponsive for about 3 minutes, waking up in a pool of his own blood. Prosecutors say DePapp told authorities he was on a suicide mission, that he planned to target not only Speaker Pelosi, but other politicians.
ABC's Mola Lenkai. A man is killed when he crashes into an oak tree in Mendocino County. On Highway 101 near Hopland, the driver's name has not yet been released, and we're looking for an update. It's not clear if drugs or alcohol were a factor in this crash. I'm Susan King. Up next, it's Peter Killeen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. After hearing from financially struggling local cannabis growers, the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors gave them a reprieve this week. Lost Coast Outpost reporting a 3-1 vote to suspend Measure S cultivation taxes for the next 2 years. A jury delivering a verdict convicting a Crescent City man of trying to kill a McKinleyville resident by shooting into his home 11 times. The jury also found Israel Soria guilty of attempted first-degree robbery, burglary, and shooting into an inhabited dwelling. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.